So this is part two, Boo, of the money question. And so I'd said to the lodger, oh, you've paid me too much, and I handed back the £20 extra. Now, I have to say, there was no doubt that that was what I was going to do. There was no doubt in my mind, anyway, that that was what I was going to do. I saw that it was extra, and I gave it back. Of course, you know, it's his money, and I want honesty between us, and trust, and so on. However, the thought did cross my mind that it was possible to keep that money. And that's all I'm saying, is that the thought still exists. No matter how honest you are, or what you think the right thing is, and if you do the right thing or not, or any of that stuff, is that the possibility of a different course of action still presents itself in your mind. Purely as an option, and doesn't make anybody, I would say, of course, I would say this, wouldn't I, since as I had the thought, but it doesn't make a person irresponsible or dishonest or lacking in morals or any of those things, I don't think. It's just presenting itself as a possibility. And anyway, so you'll all be relieved to know I did hand it back, and he was happy. And he said to me, because we had a discussion about it, and I've been telling him about our Boo conversations, and he did suggest that perhaps I gave it to him because I thought he was testing me. Perhaps I tested you, he said, which opens up a whole new conversation, because why would he test me? I've actually left money lying around in the home. In fact, the money he gave me last night, I left on the table when I went out to dinner. So I totally trust him in my home and in my life. And I would wonder why he would want to test me. So that opened up a whole new can of worms. Anyway, I just thought that was an interesting update. So thanks for listening, and boo you soon.